SBS Radio.
Well, on Saturday, 13th of June, indoor gyms and studios in New South Wales and Queensland opened their doors. For many, it has been long months trying to keep fit, which was not always easy. NITV Radio's Sharka Pekova spoke to Tim Murray, who is Fitness Centre Manager at the National Centre for Indigenous Excellence in Redfern in Sydney. Sharka asked Tim if the NCIE has also opened its gym to the public on the weekend.
No, we didn't open over the weekend. We're going to open July 1. We're just making sure we can get all of our safety plans in place before we let the community come in. We want to ensure that the facility is as safe as possible for everyone to use. And we understand that we also serve as a vulnerable community. And so we really are just double checking everything.
What kind of measures are you putting in place?
So we've done things like we've changed our doors to automatic doors so there's less contact points. We're putting in screen guards, social distancing spots, putting like sign-in registers, different types of online booking systems. So going the full nine yards to make sure it's all there so that people can feel safe when they come in.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Well, for many of us, this might be coming back to gym, back to do some movements after a really long time. What are your suggestions to do it safely?
One thing to do it safely would be to, you know, make sure you book in for that consult that most gyms offer at the start and get a trainer to help assist you. Another thing would be to make sure that if you have been not doing as much activity in this time, to don't think that you can still do it all exactly the same as when pre-COVID, basically. So you just ease yourself into it and it'll get back to normal pretty quick.
So you reckon it's going to be quick to get back?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. As long as you've got your muscle memory there and you're doing it right in the first place, it should be pretty good.
And what are your tips to getting, you know, back to the routine? Because I don't know how about our listeners, but I got pretty comfy back at home. So what are your tips to keep the motivation?
Yeah, set pretty smart goals and easy definable goals that are pretty achievable would be step one. And just, you know, do it and make sure you're enjoying doing it. There's no point doing it if you're not going to enjoy it. And then from there, I think you'll find that your goals and everything kind of go together pretty well. It's more about that mental thing than it is anything. But yeah, from there you'll get back into the gym and you'll be flying.
Are you planning any special events at National Centre of Indigenous Excellence?
Currently we're just looking at getting people back into their routine and getting the community back safely first before doing any big events or anything. We just want to make sure that everyone's all right and they can come back to a place that they know pretty well before we do any special events.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us on NITV Radio and giving us some tips how to get back to it.
That's all right. Thank you.
And that was Tim Murray from the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence in Redfern, Sydney, talking to NITV Radio's Sharka Pekova about the opening of the gyms and getting back to exercise. You can stay up to date on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.